But 10 days after that, the doctor was named he came to my bed. He says, "I've got some bad news for you." I said, "I expect that." He says, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, that's my luck." He says, you either had 3 stones or one of those broke. And the slides between your bladder and your kidney. So then you gotta come out." Well, I wasn't about to come back with that, didn't I? I said, "All right." And here's what I can understand, and never will. They had me in the x-ray room, they carried me upstairs in the wheelchair. Carried me in the operating room, I got up on the table and never felt better in my life. They stuck me with a needle to go to sleep, and I know all of that. Damn heart stopped beating. For 2 minutes. When I woke, I was in the recovery room, and I felt this. See, in them days, they didn't know nothing about this, what they do now. He cut me up there to get into my heart. And he cracked one of my ribs. Anyhow, I stayed there until I was well enough to come home. I was in there 6 weeks and a half all year. So let me come home, so then you come back again. I went back in November, Ruth. And they treated me. The doctor told me, he says, "That's going back up into your kidney." He says, "Many people don't believe it, I got the x-rays to show it." So they left it there. So I used to go twice a year for checkup. So in 66, they had a different doctor there. They decided to send me up to Baltimore. Because I had a neurologist up there, a urologist rather, a fellow named Hammer, Philip Heaton. But before that, they sent me out to a urologist in Savannah.
Where is Savannah?
Georgia. The doctor was in town. They made an appointment, and I went to him to see what was working, and he advised medication after what had happened to me. So they sent me to Baltimore. So now before I went the first time, a chief from the Coast Guard had come from Baltimore into Savannah to the hospital there. And I was talking to him and talking about going up there with my wife. Well, he says, "This place is right close to the hospital, you can rent cheap to people that's going to be in the hospital." So the wife and I went up. So when I got through, I went to the office and they gave me this list. Had the names of people and the addresses that rent. So here come this man, a big mulatto man, I mean he was well dressed. I said to him, I said, "Sir, you help me here?" I said, "I don't know nothing about these people." I said, "Can you tell me?" He said, "Yeah, the very first one, right in the back of the hospital. Walked the back door across the road. $10 a week for the room. With the kitchen was $14. Can you imagine that?
Paid more than that a day than most places now.
So my wife came over, she went over, we got the suitcases and she got the taxi to take her over there. And so when she come back to the hospital, she told me, so it's $10 a week for the room, and with the kitchen to it, it's $14. I said, "Take the kitchen."